Hello and welcome to Signal Over Noise. I'm Ulrike Hoffmann-Borchardi, CIO for the Americas and Global Head of Equities for UBS Wealth Management. In jittery markets, noise can quickly become a false signal. Last week, memory and cybersecurity stocks sold off from news that we view as noise. A mix-up that presents an opportunity. First, Google announced a new compression algorithm, TurboQuant. This new algorithm cuts memory usage for AI inference by up to 6 times without sacrificing model accuracy. AI models need high bandwidth memory to process data, much like a chef needs ingredients prepped and laid out to make a dish. Google's announcement sent memory stocks spiraling down last week. Micron was down 15.5%, and SK Hynix and Samsung both dropped double digits. Even SanDisk, which is a storage play and not levered to compute bottlenecks, sold off in sympathy. Here's why we believe the market should have treated this news as noise. First, the paper outlining the compression algorithm was already published in April last year. The frontier AI labs likely have all used this algorithm by now. Two, efficiency gains are part of the normal evolution of software and hardware. For example, in our CIO estimates, we assume a 20 times efficiency improvement by 2030 when estimating the amount of compute for AI inference. And then thirdly, efficiency gains can drive more usage, the so-called Jevons paradox. This paradox states that the lower the price of a resource, the more of it will be used, and that total consumption can actually increase. The paradox dates back to 1865. When British economist William Jevon noticed that the total coal use surged despite steam engines becoming more efficient and using less coal for each unit of work. The same has held and will continue to hold true for AI in our view. The cheaper the compute cost, the more AI use, and the higher the overall compute consumption. Similarly difficult to understand was the sell-off in cybersecurity stocks on Friday. Palo Alto, CrowdStrike, Zscaler were all down almost 6% and Okta close to 8%. The reason? Documents emerged about a new AI model by Anthropic. A glitch in Anthropic's content management system exposed documents about a new model called Claude Mythos. The materials describe this new model as having step change capabilities in coding, academic reasoning, and cybersecurity. The documents reveal in particular how AI models can be used to discover software vulnerabilities. But what makes the model powerful also makes it perilous. The documents mention that Mythos can be used for cyber attacks and also predict a wave of impending AI-driven attacks. So why cybersecurity stocks sold off does not seem clear. Yes, Anthropic will likely sell AI-powered cybersecurity software and take share in the $250 billion global cybersecurity market. But the cybersecurity market itself will likely be one of the largest beneficiaries from AI. AI increases both the attack surface and the pace of threats. Large language models, copilots, and agents all have to be secured, and more attacks are likely, as AI will make it easier to automate attacks at scale. This makes cybersecurity software distinct from other software products. For example, the market for human resource software is unlikely to see growth from AI. Also, cybersecurity software is much less workflow heavy than other enterprise software tools. A fundamental risk to traditional software models is that AI can deliver autonomous outcomes instead of workflows. As an example, customer service software supports human agents resolving customer service requests, from creating a ticket, searching a knowledge base, to logging the resolution. In an AI-first world, this will be replaced with a simple command: resolve this customer issue. Cybersecurity tools, on the other hand, are less susceptible to this risk. They sit on top of a data analytics stack with less human workflow in the first place. And lastly, the current geopolitical situation increases demand for cyber defenses. Cyber warfare is a key element in Iran's answer to the military imbalance it faces with the US and Israel. It supports hacktivist groups as cyber militias. Recent examples: the hacking of medtech company Stryker a few weeks ago, OFBI Director Patel's personal Gmail account this weekend. But Anthropic's foray into cyber captures a broader signal. Private firms are encroaching on profit pools of public companies. OpenAI, Anthropic, and xAI need profits to justify hundreds of billions of market cap. And there are plenty of profit pools available in the digital economy. It seems that Anthropic has set eyes on enterprise software. OpenAI and xAI, likely a combination of enterprise software and consumer internet. The investment takeaway? We see the sell-off in memory and cybersecurity stocks as an opportunity, while we remain concerned about the disruption risks from private AI companies in advertising, software, and e-commerce. With this, stay well and stay ahead.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.